Hi, this is Chris. We're just about to have a time of wonder, adventure, and excitement. Would you like to join us? Then get ready, because you never know what'll happen when you have an adventure in Odyssey.
I present to you, ta-da!
A video game, Jason?
Okay, now you've got frogs and lice and boils up here.
Head lice?
Yes, head lice.
Cool! Wow!
Part the Red Sea! Part the Red Sea!
Got it. Flamingos.
Flamingos?
Sure. You know those pink birds?
I know what they are. I don't think so.
Why not? I think they're cute.
All right, Erica, Kim, here you are. Two orange sherbet and hot fudge milkshakes. I'm not sure I want to watch you drink it, though.
Oh, can I have a lemon slice with this?
Me too.
Yeah, of course.
Mr. Allen, could you help us?
What's the problem?
Well, you know, I'm having my party here this weekend.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to think of a theme.
A theme?
Yeah, for decorations and stuff. Like a couple weeks ago, Brittany Jackson had a party with fairy tale theme. The whole room had pictures of castles and forests, and Brittany dressed up like Cinderella.
Oh, I see, a theme. Funny, but back in my day, we just had a cake.
What do you think about flamingos?
Flamingos?
That's not a party theme, Kim. I'm not dressing up like a flamingo. I have to think of something by tomorrow, because we're making decorations tomorrow night.
I can't do it tomorrow night, remember? I have auditions.
Oh, that's right.
Are you auditioning for our play, Kim?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, which part?
Priscilla.
Ooh, tough part.
I know, but I think I've got a good chance.
Excuse me. Pardon me, coming through.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hi there, Erica. Kim?
Hi, Mr. Whitaker. What's that?
It's my screwdriver.
No, I mean that big black thing you just rolled out here.
Oh, this? Well, I'll tell you. I'm glad you're here, girls, because I need you to tell me what you think of my new invention.
Invention?
Really?
Uh-huh. You want to see it?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, Erica, Kim, Jack, I present to you... Ta-da!
Cool. Wow.
A video game, Jason?
Sure. You know, I was at Finneman's drugstore the other day, and I watched this kid play a video game for about 20 minutes. He never took his hands off it. He had a stack of quarters piled up right next to him. It was like he was planning on playing all night.
Is that right?
Yeah. So, anyway, it got me to thinking. Why not create a video Bible game? Kids love these things, and they can learn about the Bible in the process. Here, let me plug it in and show you. All right, now, Erica, you're the Israelite there. You have to run away from these Egyptians.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now, these buttons are your plague buttons.
Uh-huh.
And if the Egyptians get too close, you watch out. If they get too close, just throw a plague on them.
Okay.
Okay, now you've got frogs and lice and boils up here.
Excuse me, Jason.
Yeah?
Is there a volume control on this machine?
No, I didn't put one in. Why?
Well, it's just it. Yeah. Nothing. I'll be in the back.
Okay.
Watch out, Erica. What's going on, Mr. Whitaker?
Ooh, you must have pressed the plague of flies button. Here, press this one.
Uh-oh, Pharaoh's mad at me, quarter.
Part the Red Sea! Part the Red Sea!
Late. What's this? Excuse me, ma'am?
Yes?
Could you tell me what's going on?
Insanity, that's what's going on. Greenblatt's is having the annual clearance sale. Everything in the store is 70% off.
70%?
I wouldn't go in there if I were you. Almost all the good merchandise is already gone. And besides, it's dangerous. A girl your size could get trampled.
I wonder if they still have those shoes I wanted.
I'm telling you, the shop is in their mean business. If I were you, I'd avoid this place altogether.
Well, I am late for my friend's party.
Good. Go.
Oh, I just gotta see if those shoes are still there. It'll only take me a minute. Erica will understand. Thanks.
Okay. Don't say I didn't warn you. You're gonna be sorry.
Hey, Jack, listen to this. I got a great idea. Tell me what you think. What if we recorded the Imagination Station adventure?
Recorded what?
No. Recorded the Imagination Station adventure.
No, you're going to have to come over here. I'm having trouble hearing you.
I said I had an idea. Record the... Wow, look at all these kids.
Yeah, there's been a line to play your video game all day long.
Oh, that's great. You know, I'm thinking about bringing out some more. I could do the whole Old Testament in video games. Set it up in chronological order. You know, David and Goliath,
but,
Jonah.
But don't you think it's a little noisy?
Excuse me, but did either of you see Kim come in?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. No, I haven't seen it. Is something wrong?
She's late, that's all. Thanks anyway. If she comes in, tell her the party's upstairs.
Okay. So, what do you think of my idea, Jack?
Idea?
About more video games.
Well, I suppose if you want that kind of thing...
Come on, what's wrong? You don't think it's a good idea, do you?
Well, no, I wouldn't say that.
Just... What's the matter? Don't you like my games?
The kids love them.
But you don't.
It doesn't really matter what I think.
Of course it matters. What are you thinking?
Oh, it's nothing really. It's just been my experience with grandchildren and such that these kinds of games tend to make kids hyper. I think it's the noise. Have you noticed how noisy it's gotten in here lately?
Yeah, but it's a good type of noise, don't you think? I mean, kids are learning, having fun.
So you really think they're learning?
What do you mean?
Well, I just get the feeling they're only punching buttons. If I remember correctly, your father was very much against these types of things, thought they were mindless.
Jack, I'm not my father. He sent me here to take over this shop and run it to the best of my ability. And using my best judgment, I think these games should be here.
Okay. You're right. It's your decision.
Thank you.
These headphones are great, Marcy. I can't believe you got these just for me.
Erica?
Kim, where have you been?
Erica, I'm so sorry I'm late.
Late? The party's almost over. Where were you?
Well, you see, I was on my way here when I saw the clearance sale at Greenblatt's and that...
You went shopping?
Well, I was only going to stay a few minutes. I just lost track of time.
How could you?
The lines were really long.
You missed most of my birthday party. You're supposed to be my best friend.
I know. I'm so sorry.
I can't believe this. We've been talking about it for weeks, and you don't even show up.
Erica, I said I was sorry. I still want to celebrate.
Forget it, Kim. Just go home.
Do you still want the present I got you?
No!
Okay.
Hey, Courtney, wait up.
Hey, Erica.
Are you going to lunch?
Yeah, I just need to get some stuff out of my locker. Hey, I heard about you and Kim. You blew up pretty bad, huh?
I didn't blow up as much as I wanted to. I guess it's just you and me at lunch today. I'm not sitting with Kim.
Look, there she is. She's coming to her locker.
I don't care. I'm not talking to her.
She looks sad.
Good.
We ought to say something to her.
I don't have anything to say. Wait. No, I do. You go over there and tell her that I want my hair barrettes back that she borrowed. Go on.
Tell her yourself. She's three steps away.
I'm not talking to her.
She probably already heard you.
Go!
Right. Right. Kim?
Hi, Courtney.
I have a message from Erica. She wants her hair breadth back.
She what?
That's what she told me to tell you.
Okay, fine. You tell her that she can have her breadth back. They're ugly anyways. I don't want everyone to laugh at me. Go tell her that.
You can't tell her that yourself?
I'm not talking to her.
Okay. Erica?
Yeah?
Kim told me to tell you that you can have them back. They're ugly anyway.
Is that right? Well, you tell her that she can keep the breasts if she thinks they're ugly, because they would match the rest of her pitiful clothes.
Do I really have to tell her that?
Yes!
Kim?
Yeah?
Keep the breasts. They go well with your wardrobe.
Oh, yeah? Well, you tell her that I don't want her breasts. I'd be too afraid of getting her head lice.
Head lice?
Yes, head lice.
Be right back. Erica?
What?
She'd rather not keep your Barrettes. Hygienic reasons.
That does it. Tell her I want my Barrettes back right now.
Tell her she could have them back as soon as I dig them out of the garbage.
Tell
I threw away
the
everything
she
that I had anything to do with
I'll
her.
Help
wait,
you
wait. Hold on. Hold it. I'll take the Barrettes.
Stay out
this
of this.
This is none of your business.
She's
I wouldn't take anything from her.
Anyway.
It was the last thing I could do.
She thinks nobody can.
Okay, everyone, I have the audition results. Now, if your name is on this list, you got a part in the play, and I'll need to talk to you inside the theater. If your name isn't on the list, we've got plenty of performances coming up, so don't worry about not making this one, okay? All right, I'm going to pin this list here on the bulletin board.
Excuse me. Excuse me. I need to see the board. Excuse me. Priscilla. Oh, I didn't get it. I didn't get the part. Excuse me. Mr. Allen?
Yeah?
Are all the names up there that got parts?
Yes, Kim. I'm sorry. I know you didn't get a part, but listen, it was a very tough decision. You've got a lot of talent. You need to try out for our next play.
Yeah, I guess.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, Courtney, over here.
You know, I feel like I'm in a tug of war every time I come in here to eat. I don't know whether to sit by you or Kim or by myself or what.
Forget Kim.
Would you be really mad if I went over and sat by her?
What?
I mean, look at her moping over there.
She's just trying to make you feel sorry for her so you'll go over there.
No, she's not. Didn't you hear about what happened?
What?
She didn't get the part in the play.
Really?
She won't even talk about it. She's been upset all day. You know, she even got her mom to make her costume. She talked about being Priscilla all the time. Maybe you should talk to her.
I can't. I mean, I won't. She has other people she can talk to. She doesn't want me to talk to her. I'm not her friend anymore anyway.
Hey, Scrub!
Yeah?
You've been playing this game for a long time. Some of the other kids are complaining.
I'm almost to level 5.
Level 5? Wow, not bad. I don't think anybody's gotten to this level yet. Hey, Scrub, let me ask you something. What have you learned?
Learned?
Yeah, you know, about Elijah. Ooh, nice move.
Elijah?
Yeah, Elijah. You know, the prophet from the Bible? This game is about Elijah.
It is?
Yes, of course. Scrub, you've gotten all the way to level 5 and you didn't even know that? Have you listened to the guy who comes on between levels and explains the story?
Oh, that. I can never hear him in here. It's too loud.
Too loud? Well, look, finish this round and then let somebody else play.
Okay.
Jason?
Yeah?
I think I'm going to go on home now.
Home?
I'm sorry, but I just have an awful headache.
Well, okay. Go ahead. I'll see you tomorrow.
All right.
Ugh, I think I'm getting a headache, too.
Quiet in here. Is something wrong with the video machines?
Nothing that plugging them in wouldn't fix.
You unplugged them? Why? Don't you like them?
I don't like the noise. I don't think it's healthy.
But Mr. Whitaker likes them a lot.
I know. When he gets back, he'll turn them on, and I'll probably go home with another headache.
That doesn't sound very good. Have you talked to him about it?
Well, it's not really my place to. Technically, it's his shop. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, but you work here, too. And it bothers you, right?
Well.
So maybe it bothers other people, too.
Yeah, but I'm just an employee. I have to accept, to be willing to... I guess you've caught me.
Huh?
Never mind. By the way, how's Kim doing? She looked awfully upset about not making the play. Is she all right?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Haven't talked to her.
What? I'm sorry. I thought you two were best friends.
Not anymore. We had a fight.
Oh, that's right. I heard you had a falling out.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I had a fight like that with a friend once. Oh, a long time ago. Decades, in fact. His name was John. Mm-hmm. He and I were the best of friends when we were children. Did everything together. But then we had a fight and, well, I'm sure you can imagine what it's like.
Yeah. What was the fight about?
Oh, he broke my toy wagon. No. Left it behind his father's car and it got run over. We couldn't even fix it.
A wagon?
Well, it was a nice wagon. Red. Real fast. Couldn't believe he broke it and didn't even apologize. I'll never forgive you for this, I yelled at him. And I meant it. Boy, it was a long time ago.
You mean you stayed mad at him all these years?
Erica, I loved that wagon.
But you said he was your best friend.
Sure. But if you'd seen this wagon, you'd understand. He broke it.
What about your friendship?
My friendship?
Yeah, well, don't you think your friendship was more important than a wagon?
Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
I guess that wagon really wasn't all that important, huh?
No.
I mean, certainly not as important as... what was your fight about again, Erica?
She was an hour and a half late for my party.
Right. Certainly wasn't important as that. Being late for a party. You can never forgive that. Right? Erica, Kim is your friend. Not only that, she's hurting. You need to go and talk to her. Your friendship is more important than any party.
Yeah. Well, look, I gotta get going.
Okay.
Mr. Allen?
Hmm?
What happened to your friend?
Oh, funny about that. My little red wagon rusted away to nothing. But John and I went back to being friends.
Really?
Uh-huh. It's like nothing had happened. You know John, by the way.
I do?
Mm-hmm. But most folks call him Wit.
Thanks, Mr. Allen. Hi, Mr. Whitaker. Bye, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hi. Bye. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, what happened in the video games? Power out?
Jason, I think we should have a talk.
Erica, what are you doing? You don't put the eggs in yet. I told you to wait on that.
Oh, sorry, Courtney.
If you keep drifting off, we'll never finish these cookies.
I said I was sorry.
It's okay. Hand me the flour. You start decorating those cookies over there.
Fine.
Grease cookie sheet with margarine or shortening.
So, have you seen Kim lately?
Kim? Yeah, I saw her at school today. Okay, grease cookie sheet.
So, how was she?
How was she? I don't know. Okay, I guess.
Is she still depressed about the play?
I didn't ask her. She seemed okay. Preheat oven.
You didn't ask her?
I didn't think to ask. I forgot.
But she was really upset, and you forgot?
Erica.
Is she going to try out for the next play?
I didn't ask her. Could you hand me that? What are you doing? What's this decoration? I thought we were going to make them look like stars and bears and stuff. What's this?
It's a flamingo.
A flamingo? Why are you making flamingo cookies?
I like flamingos. Everybody likes them.
I like bears and stars better.
Kim likes flamingos.
It doesn't even look like a flamingo. It looks like a pink pork chop.
I guess it does. I'm tired of this. Let's go to a movie. Hey, I've got an idea. You want to go to the new Nick Grant movie?
Not really.
Well, why not? I heard it's really good.
Nah, I don't really like Nick Grant. Could you put the margarine back in the fridge?
How could you not like Nick Grant?
Well, come on, Erica. He's not exactly the best actor in the world.
Are you kidding? He's great. Kim says he's like the Shakespeare of our age.
Give me a break. Nick Grant probably couldn't even spell Shakespeare. And besides, Shakespeare was a writer.
You're crazy. Kim and I have seen every Nick movie ever made.
Look, I just don't like him.
What's not to like? He's gorgeous. You should see the picture Kim get out of
him. It's makeup. And they always touch up those pictures.
How can you say that? You've got to be completely blind not to see how great he is.
Erica, what's wrong with you? He's just an actor.
I just can't understand why you don't like him. I like him. Kim likes him. In fact, you know, Kim says...
Erica, I'm not Kim. Okay? Why don't you just go on and make up with her? This is really silly.
You think I should?
She's your best friend, isn't she?
Well, Jack, looks like it's coming along pretty well.
Sure is. The foreman told me they could be done as early as Monday.
Oh, no kidding. That's faster than I expected.
Hi, Erica.
Hey, Erica. How you doing?
Hi, Mr. Allen. Mr. Whitaker. What's going on?
Well, we came up with a solution to our video game problem, thanks to you.
To me?
Yes. In our talk yesterday, you made me realize that if I had a problem with how Jason was running the shop, I should tell him. Changes to Wit's End affect more than just the two of us.
Yeah, that's right. So Jack told me how he felt, and, well, I'm beginning to agree with him. The kids weren't really learning anything because the place was too noisy. Plus, I've been thinking about it. I'm going to reprogram all the games. Make it so you can't go to the next level unless you answer a Bible question. You know, prove you've learned something.
Cool.
Which is a lot better than getting rid of them. Kids love them.
Yeah, so we decided on a compromise. We'd keep the games, but put them in, drum roll please, a soundproof room.
Sounds neat.
Yeah, it solves both problems. Hold on, I'll get it.
That was a pretty good idea.
Yes, it was. Now, what can I get you?
Well, I'm not really in the mood for anything right now.
Huh? You and Kim still fighting?
Sort of. I haven't really talked to her yet.
Hmm. Oh, wait a minute. That reminds me. I have something for you. Ah, here it is.
A birthday present?
Yeah. I was taking out the garbage the other day, and I found it out there. Addressed to you and completely unopened. I figure it got separated from the rest of your presents when you had your party here.
It's from Kim.
Really?
I wonder what it is.
Well, there are two ways to find out. You can either open it, or you can walk over to that booth and ask her.
She's here.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me, Mr. Allen.
Sure.
Kim?
Erica.
Hi. Sorry to hear about the play.
It's okay. I'll just try out again for another one. How'd you do on that test in English?
B+.
Good job.
Thanks. Mr. Allen found your present. It was by the garbage.
Yeah, I threw it away after the party. Pretty dumb thing to do.
Kim, look, I'm really sorry for getting so mad.
It's okay. I'm sorry for being late to your party.
Forget about it.
Can we finish it now? I mean, your party? Open your present.
Okay. What is it?
It's a best friend necklace, or at least half of one. You see, you're supposed to wear one half, and your best friend wears the other half. Then, when you see each other, you put the two halves together.
That's neat. But where's the other half?
I'm wearing it. See?
I see. It makes a little flamingo.
I made them myself.
You and your flamingos. Thanks.
You're welcome. I missed you, Erica.
I missed you, too. Here, help me put my necklace on.
Sure.
Hey, have you seen the Nick Grant movie yet?
No, I can't get anybody to go with me. They all think he's a terrible actor.
Really? People have no taste.
You could say that again.
So, you want to go?
Sure, let me just go tell my mom.
Matthew 5, verses 23 and 24 say, "So when you offer your gift to God at the altar, and you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go and make peace with him." When we have fights with people, God wants us to drop everything and make up with them. He places a lot of importance on forgiveness and resolving conflicts. We may have arguments with other people, but we should never let that keep us from being friends and remembering to say, "I'm sorry." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Red Wagons and Pink Flamingos was written and directed by Marshall Younger. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.